Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back. Jay Vice, Communications Director for Second Harvest Food Bank, joins us. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks once again, Sheriff, for having us on. We really, really appreciate the support.
Well, I know you've been busy down in Southwest Louisiana. What's the latest and what can we do? What is our call to action to help you guys out?
Well, Sheriff, I think as we say, there's three things folks can donate. Primary things, we do need still donations of food and emergency supplies. And in this case, you know, we're all familiar with what hurricane emergency supplies are. That's things, rakes, gloves, anything to help muck out houses as well. Volunteers, we absolutely need more of those folks to donate your time. And volunteers can be as young as 10 years old in our repack room with supervision. And we have folks volunteering with us that are much, much older as well. A monetary donation, still the most efficient way to help for this or any disaster. And for all of the above, please go to no-hunger.org, no-hunger.org. Noel, one important thing I wanted to talk about as well, about our Zephyr Field distribution, which looks like it's going to be Thursdays now, 7:30 to 9:30 again, for the foreseeable future. We have one tomorrow morning. Until now, it's a little complicated with the bureaucracy, but we've had, you know, thanks to the American taxpayer, hundreds of thousands of pounds of USDA product. This is purchased directly from farmers, American food manufacturers, that we, until now, during this emergency, excuse me, we haven't had any strings attached, no information, no income guidelines. So the federal government has clamped down again, lack of a better term. Those waivers we knew would go away. So starting tomorrow at the Zephyr Field distribution, we will have to collect information from folks like their name, your address, your current income. If you're laid off, not what you made the last year, you know, what is your current monthly income, number of people in your household, and things like that. We have to collect that to qualify people, honestly, moving forward at a certain income level. But for anybody coming out, two things that we've had questions about. We will ask about your residency, but it is absolutely still open to anyone from any parish in need. It's not just Jefferson. It's still open to anyone who can get there. And secondly, no one will be turned away. If for some reason at a future date that you don't, everybody's going to get taken care of with everything tomorrow. And if for some reason you don't qualify on the income level, we have a separate line where we have donated products. So we will take care of everybody moving forward. This is the most important thing. Just asking folks to be prepared to provide your income, number of people in your household, your address, and things like that, starting tomorrow at Zephyr Field.
So that relief that we're talking about at Zephyr is more with COVID-19, correct, in the greater New Orleans area?
Yeah, and that's correct. And, that's who we've mostly been. Yeah.
Right. So give us an update, Jay, of what you're seeing in the status of Hurricane Laura out there in Calcasieu, Cameron, and those parishes.
Newell, I got back a few days ago after basically being out there. I got there the night before and stayed in Lafayette and then headed out and was there for about 3 weeks mostly. And it is still devastating to see. While a lot of people in Lake Charles are slowly getting power back on, they think by the end of the month, the majority of people will have their power on in Lake Charles. all of the surrounding communities are still suffering. You know, dozens of little towns, wide spots in the road, several hundred people, especially down in Cameron Parish. They're telling us that there are parts of southern Cameron down toward Holly Beach and those areas. It could be months before they get their power back. And we're servicing those folks as often as we can, often daily, with hot meals. We have a kitchen in Lafayette that we're sending hot meals down in these Cambros that keep them hot. But it's hard to, when you're down in South Cameron, kind of hard to see the destruction until you get into a community because there's generally no trees there. And you start until you start looking for the power poles, the utility poles, and they've been shorn off clear at the base, even with the ground. Through wind and through wave, and it kind of stops you in your track to realize they're going to have to dig and put up entirely new power poles to get to these little communities all along the coast. So the need is definitely still there, and from what I've seen, we're going to be in for the long haul. One thing I'm proud to say about Second Harvest is that we're here year-round, and we know the communities, partners in the communities, to know where the need is the greatest during and after the storm. We're here for months and months after. As long as it needs to be, we will help people in Southwest Louisiana from this disaster.
Jay, let's talk for a minute about volunteers. You guys make it very easy to volunteer in your prep areas over there on Edwards Avenue in Elmwood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if someone really has a few hours a day that they want to donate, they can show up there. You guys can put them right to work within minutes, and they don't feel like they're wasting their time. I mean, they can get on the line and get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. No, most important thing, we would direct people to the website to sign up in advance. Before you show up, sign up in advance so because then you can pick from all the shifts, whether it's in our community kitchen, the 6,000-square-foot kitchen that's now can put out 10,000 meals a day, our repack room, every food bank, food drive donation that we get, volunteers go through and inspect each bag, each can, each box, and that takes a lot of folks year-round. And just throughout our facility, helping the National Guard with repacking donated produce and things like that, and volunteers for our distributions, like the one at Zephyr Field tomorrow. We've got about 50 volunteers coming out to help collect this information and help the National Guard. And, you know, the Big 870 carries, even there, during the day, I get you all very well in Lake Charles and Lafayette. Anybody listening in Lafayette, Lake Charles, or if you know someone out there who would like to volunteer, we have about a 30,000-square-foot facility in Lafayette because, you know, the other half of the state is part of our service territory year-round. Absolutely need volunteers there as well. So if you'd like to help out, anybody aged 10 and up, 15 and up in our kitchen, just check out no-hunger.org. You see the big volunteer link at the top and get signed up, and then we'll be in touch.
Absolutely. Food, supplies, volunteers, and obviously greenbacks, money, always necessary there. The Zephyr Field operation will continue on Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30, but beginning tomorrow, you guys will be collecting more personal information in order before you can distribute. So understand that it may not move as quickly as otherwise, but it is worth your while still.
Yeah, we'll have volunteers getting out there about 5:36 because there's hundreds of people lined up starting at 5:30, so we'll get a head start on it as well. But if folks can have that information ready and help us keep the line moving, then we can just serve that many more people as well.
And with the mild temperatures this week, if you want to go outside and do something to a great cause, tomorrow's the day. It's supposed to be very mild, which is unusual at this point in time. So you can hit a home run on a bunch of different fronts, right?
Yeah, we do have a couple of volunteer slots left open for that if folks can get signed up online. And also, we're getting into citrus season and other produce, and we're already planning for what we call these big gleaning volunteer events. And this is kind of unique where, maybe a citrus farmer in Bell Chase or Braithwaite will donate 20 acres of beautiful, beautiful citrus to us, and we just bring the volunteers out, 50 or 60, and this is the one event that's actually all ages. We've had whole families come out and just help pick produce and pick citrus from the trees and things like that. That's going to be coming up, starting in late November all the way through early spring. So that's a big family-friendly event we encourage people to take part in.
And it's also considered exercise. So there you go. You can do a whole bunch of things at the same time, right, Jack?
I'll sneak it in when I can.
All righty, Jay Vice, man. Thank you so much for what you guys do. Y'all really take care of business on so many different fronts, and we are a better community because of the hard work and all of your volunteers that y'all bring to the forefront each and every day.
Thank you, Sheriff. My thanks to everyone, you and everyone at Intercom and WWL, as always. Thanks so much.
All righty. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Mortgage Financial phone and text line. Still needs out there, folks. Let's step up. Let's make it happen. They need our help. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.